Welcome, everyone, to Spiritist Conversations, a show where we sit down with friends to talk about Spiritist perspectives, everything in our lives in an informal, unscripted, and unplugged way. I am Dan Assisi, and I am thrilled to be joined here today by my friends Susana Simões and Flavio Zanetti. How are you guys doing?
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here with you again.
Hello, hello. Doing great, Dan and Sue. Good to see you guys once again. So happy to be here.
Very happy to be here. Today we have a wonderful conversation. Passes. What are Spiritist passes? It's a topic that comes up quite often. It's something that Spiritists do frequently. It's very popular. So we figured we might have to take a little bit of a time, right, just to talk about it and explain what it is and just maybe learn a thing or two with someone who can maybe share some perspectives that we might not be used to. You guys ready?
Yes, yep. Let's do this.
All right, so let's bring our friend, Dr. Sonia Doy. Sonia, thank you for being here with us today.
Hi, hello, my great friends. It's an honor to be with you in the show and to talk about passes. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yep. We're just going to do what we do, which is dive straight into it. And the conversation today is going to be fantastic because it's such an important topic. And we can just dive straight into the conversation. So, guys, what are passes?
That's a $1 million question.
Silence. Good thing we have a guest today, huh? What do you guys think? And we should... Yeah, let's ask the guest. Let's toss the guest right under the bus, right? But before we do that, we should also say Dr. Sonia Doy is the president of the U.S. Spiritist Medical Association and obviously a Spiritist too. So we thought that would be great to bring somebody who has a medical background and a Spiritist background to explain to us a little bit, not only how or what passes could be, but what is the medical base for the efficacy of passes. Is that something that we just do in a Spiritist center because it's part of Spiritism? Does it actually help us get better? Is there any proof to it? How does that all come about? So we figured we'll add that to the mix. Not that our esteemed panel of hosts here couldn't potentially talk about this, but I think Susana and Flavio will agree that the three of us probably couldn't go to the depth of knowledge when the medical stuff that Sonia could potentially do.
Absolutely not.
That's why
she's here with us, right? Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So what are passes?
So you want me to dive into it or you guys want to start?
Because talk about it. Imagine Dr. Doy, if you met somebody in the subway in, let's say, Washington, that person told, I asked you, wait, I saw you talk about passes. What is that thing again? 30 seconds before the next stop. What would you tell that person?
Oh my goodness. I think this is it's a question that comes to us in the Spiritist Center every time there's a new person in, and it's not uncommon that a new person comes to the Spiritist Center and has never heard about passes. We usually start by defining passes as is defined in Spiritism, and it has a kind of scientific meaning to it too. Because as defined by the spirit André Luiz through Francisco Cândido Xavier, it says that passes are a transfusion of energy that are capable of changing the cellular fields. So that energy that is infused to the person through their energy fields are capable of affecting, in a good way, the cellular, the tissues, the organs, not only the perispiritual, say, body, but also the physical body. And that leads to a better mental state and physical state, spiritual state. So there's several different, I would say, benefits of it in the whole person, not only the physical person, but in the spiritual component of each one. So that's what I would say the Spiritist approach this with this explanation of pastas. We usually relate because a lot of people, and I think you guys have usually hear this, what is the difference between pastas and Reiki or pastas and Jure or pastas and healing hands? So we usually explain that they are all similar approaches. And they are now under, they belong to a category of healing processes, healing practices that are under the name biofield therapy or energy medicine. And this is accepted, and there's so many papers coming out now with all these different practices. However, with PASIs, because PASIs are not well known here in the States, the scientific papers, the scientific data for PASIs are coming from Brazil, from physicians, British physicians in Brazil. But anyways, they are very similar in the approach here. So there are non-conventional approaches to therapy that include contact and non-contact practices.
That's so much to unpack right there.
I wasn't breaking apart. Before we get to efficacy, maybe go to back to the basics, right? Hashtag back to the basics, right?
Yeah, so Flavio, I have, before we even dive too deep into anything, just something before even your basic there, let me just ask this to Sonia and to all of you. What is the closest term in English to passes as we know, understand, and practice it in the spiritual center? What would you guys say?
That is a great idea, Susan. I'll take a stab of it. I think that for those who may be unfamiliar with passes, the closest would be a couple of different terms. We have the laying on of hands, right, which are familiar within the Christian tradition. We have Reiki that Dr. Doi just mentioned as well. But I think that for me, the laying on of hands is the closest to the Christian and traditional tradition. Traditional tradition? Is that, I said it. You heard it here, guys. You heard it here first.
Let's go back and edit that afterwards.
I would agree with that. And I think that that's important for us to say.
Yeah.
I think that's an important point to start because we take for granted that people have a sense of what we are talking about, right? And this is not an English term. So start by, you know, putting a term that people can relate more closely. I think it's a good start. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I think that's a great point that you bring, Sue, because the name passes comes from the passing of hands over a person, right? So if you were to walk into a spiritist group, this is something that we generally do with spiritist groups. Sometimes we do it at homes with our families too. It's this laying on of hands where in the spiritist groups, we're not touching people. There's no contact there generally. And we are basically sending those good energies that Dr. Sonia Doi talked about. And I'm going to call her Sonia. Is that okay, Sonia? Otherwise, I'm going to be Dr. Doi, Dr. Sonia Doi.
Please, let's be informal here. Please call me Sonia. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I cut you off.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And here in the States, there's a practice called therapeutic touch that is used by many nurses in different hospitals, and they are not particularly related to any religion, although they might be calling it spiritual, but they are more like practices of compassion and love and peace and intent of healing. So they're known as healing practices, and several hospitals use that as healing hands or therapeutic touch. And so this is well known. And as you mentioned here, Reiki is also among all the other, and Qigong is a little different, but it's also another practice that belongs to the energy medicine.
Great point. So when you hear, I was going to say really quickly, I'm just going to talk over Flavio because that's what I do. I think that, you know, from now on, whenever you hear the word passes here, you know that we're talking about this laying on of hands that we just basically translated into the passes, you know, passing of hand, they become passes. And you might hear some Brazilian spiritists call passe, right? Which is the Brazilian term, but it's basically the passes, the passing of hands over, which is actually a tradition that on the Western world goes back to mesmer too, and magnetism and so forth, and even before. We're going to park that aside, and we're going to bring it to Flavio, because I have also interrupted him. Flavio.
It's okay. Welcome to the club. I was going to ask us to maybe...
And then I was going to say, just kidding. Just kidding.
What are the differences between passes as we see today in the Spiritist Center and the laying on of hands that Jesus started 2,000 years ago?
Ah. You know, that could be a whole different program. But I love that. But it's, I think that we go for simplicity. What do you think, Sue? I think that they're not very unrelated.
No, and in fact, I think that we draw, you know, our practices, and Jesus is our primary reference. So when we think about a number of topics, we go back to the way that Jesus did and how he practiced, because he is the greatest of all doctors, the highest of all therapists, and the master. So he is for us this higher reference. And so he did that. He taught us by precisely laying on his hands over the sick and healing. And we can get a little deeper here and say, get into issues like, did he need to do that or not? But I don't think it's the point of today, but he's our reference. And so we understand that we are all energy, and that love is, can be moved, can be transmitted in the form of energy. And so the same way he did, we seek to do the same with our humble contribution. But I think that's, as I said, it's the reference. It's the starting point for all of us.
And that's great. Like and yeah, I think it's a great perspective, Sue. And I think that is the way I would frame this up to you, like the end too, is the way we use that in Spiritism is to help us rebalance and heal, right? So it's not uncommon for you, if you go to a Spiritist group, to have a talk, an activity, and some of our activities will have a moment of passes at the end, where folks will be invited to either stand in a stay in the chair if they want to receive the passes, or maybe they will be taken to a passes chamber, like a little room which is quieter for reflection too. And we're going to have somebody, some volunteers come and do this laying of hands for them while they pray and they reflect. And the idea is that it will help us heal, right? It will help us heal emotionally, physically, intellectually, whatever way you want to call it. And we find that's a constant practice in our Spiritist groups. And the reason why is for the reasons that Susanna and Flavio just brought to us, which is he harkens back to the beginnings of Christianity and this idea of healing, right? But what I think is really great, if you guys are ready, is that there's actually some physical, there's a physical aspect to it that can be validated or thought of, that, you know, which is really fascinating for those of us who want to obviously focus on the morals, but can also gain some understanding and some value from understanding the physics and the medicinal part of it.
I think I can say something here. What Susanna brought is very true. We, you know, Jesus is our model. He used that in healing. But we have now learned even more. We are not just doing that based on our faith, but we are doing that because we have learned about it. We have learned about the science behind it. You know, Kardec already talked about the energy, and when we learned about the perispirit and the energy that we all have in every bit of the inner, the all the layers of the perispirit, the energy that circulates through it, and that can be transmitted through our thoughts. Remembering that our thoughts is the base for all of this, that focus that channels all this energy towards something. And in this case, if we focus our thoughts, directing our energy into healing, into someone's, it's what basically is transmitted through passes. We also know that in the spiritist passes, that we are conveying, we are channeling our own magnetic energy, but we are actually channeling the energy from the higher spirits that are channeled through us with our magnetic energy towards the person who is receiving passes. And I just want to bring this in the medium's book, when Kardec talks about the healing mediums, he mentions that it's not necessary that a person is a spiritist or even knows about the spirits, but if the person has a good intention of doing good for someone else, this person is always helped, assisted by benefactor spirits. So this empowers the magnetic energy of that person. So this is to say we are not better than Reiki or Healing Hands or any other thing, because if the person has a good intention, they are doing good anyways. I also want to relate a little bit to the biofield, if I can go into that now, or if you have any other comments before I go into that.
Yeah, I think we would love to do, because, you know, what the question that is in my mind is, how do we know that there is an effectiveness there, right? So I think that from a faith perspective, we grasp it. But you have talked about the actual measurable or more generally accepted impact of healing in general as it becomes more mainstream, right? As we open ourselves. So how do we know how that works, and how does it work?
And let me just ask, add another question on top of Daniel's. And after you share that, also tell us, how is it being used in hospitals, if it has, and if that is part of the research that's being done.
In some hospitals, they allow people to do Reiki, mm-hmm. because Reiki is more well-known. As I mentioned, therapeutic touch is well-used in several hospitals here in the DC area that I know. But among the other practices, I know that Reiki has been used in several hospitals, and it's kind of allowed in as a practice, as a non-conventional practice. Did I answer that, Sue?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're going to the biofield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the biofield. I just want to mention that in 1932, a doctor from the Yale University called Harold Saxton Burr did some experiments, some studies, and showed that every living being has kind of field of energy around them, being that plant, an animal, or human being. So just to start with that, and that kind of field of energy that he has shown since, you know, his first studies, have been for some time forgotten by physicians and researchers, but now with more recent studies, it has surfaced again. And that's how we interact. Our biofield energy interacts with someone else's biofield energy. And that's how, with our intention, we can actually transfer the energy through our thoughts, through our intention, to the person that is being receiving passes or receiving the biofield therapy, whatever that therapy is. So we have some data that was published by the Brazilian doctors. And I think it's interesting that I would like to show maybe three slides just to make the connection and make the explanation a little easier. One of the papers, one of the studies was done by a group of physicians in Brazil with newborn babies. These newborn babies were in the ICU or in the hospital. They were preterm newborn, so that's why they were in a hospital. And of course, these babies were under stress. And these group of researchers divided the babies into two groups. There were only about 13 babies in each group. And one group was assisted by spiritist people who were trained in spiritist centers, so they knew how to apply passes. The other group was assisted by people who were not trained, didn't know about passes and any other of these healing therapies. However, they were instructed to have to be there with their hands on the babies, 15 centimeters above, distant from the babies, with good intention or healing intention. So both groups had healing intention, but one group was people who were trained in the spiritist centers, at least 2 years of training. And they did some measurements. Both groups of babies received this energy for 10 minutes each time during 3 consecutive days. And the researchers measured several things, measured salivary cortisol, which is the hormone, stress hormone. They measured the heart rate, respiratory frequency, oxygen saturation, and the duration of stay in the hospital. And all the measurements show an improvement in the group that was assisted by spiritist passive givers compared to the group that were assisted by non-practitioners of spiritism. But the one measurement that was significantly, statistically significant different was the respiratory rate. So in the graph, the group that was shown in blue in this graph, that was received just intention, but there were considered the control group, meaning there were no spiritists versus the one that were spiritists shown in red here. So we see a significant decrease in the respiratory rate. So as you know, respiratory rate increases when we are stressed out, right? We're stressed, we breathe more frequently, the frequency increases. And you see the group of babies that were received passes, spiritist passes, had lower and lower and lower respiratory rate. So that kind of implied a decrease in stress of these babies.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, Sonia. So let's just make sure I got this right. So basically, this research was done with a group of babies in a hospital that were in a delicate situation-ish, right? Or more delicate, I should say. And they were divided into 3 different groups.
Two.
Okay, got it. So there was not one that did not receive any treatment at all.
Right. I was going to talk about this in a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So go ahead, because I totally run you over there.
No. I think it's good that you brought just what I was going to say now. Mm-hmm. One criticism of this this work is that there was no third group. The third group should be babies who had not received any treatment at all.
Gotcha. Okay? Mm-hmm.
So here we had one with spiritist passes, one with just intention with no spiritist passes, but we didn't have a group that didn't receive any treatment at all.
Yet there was statistical significance, right? And that means that the statisticians run some sort of formula and tell you, yeah, these changes are not random. They are significant.
Exactly, for respiratory rate. The mm-hmm. other ones, there was a trend to decrease in heart rate, trend to decrease in cortisol levels and saturation and duration in the hospital. So they were released earlier. However, by statistic methods, they were not significant, meaning the difference was not that great. Mm-hmm. And a comment that I had here is that the group that did not receive spiritist passes had people who were had good intention. They were vibrating healing for these patients. Mm-hmm. So apparently, you know, the spiritist passes because they were more concentrated or any other reason, there was a little better results. But this work, although there is a criticism on the missing of a real control group, and the other thing, they are very small. The number of patients is very small. It's only 13. So this for a trial, clinical trial, this is an extremely small number of patients. So it is actually no wonder we did not achieve statistical significance. Usually we mm-hmm. need a lot more, a much higher number. But anyways, one, I will say, downside is that the lack of a real control group. But on the other hand, this is a good study because these were premature babies. They had no conscience of what's going on. So you take away the bias of, okay, I am, you know, consciously, because I know that I'm receiving passes, my mind is influencing the results. So I think that decreases the bias of that. Yeah, the placebo effect.
That's fascinating. Yeah, that's fascinating because it really showcases the efficacy of passes.
Exactly.
You know, although in a small, you know, sampling numbers, really, you know, again, it's everywhere. When we look at efficacy, this is a great study, at least, you know, the way I look at it, right?
Yeah, and I like that we are looking at it too. And obviously, there's way more research to be done. And the question also comes up, are people willing to do this research, right? Because sometimes it's hard to fund research. And will the credibility of the researcher take a hit because trying to measure things that are spiritual? All these things come into play. But I just love that we are beginning to really dive deeper and try to prove scientifically whether it has an impact or not. And if it doesn't have an impact scientifically, we've got to own up and say, all right, maybe it's just a placebo effect psychologically that makes us feel better. But it looks like, if I'm reading this right, Sonia, that we're beginning to see that there is actual evidence that's pointing us to the fact that there is a physical improvement on exactly. those who receive passes.
Exactly. As you mentioned, this study is a small study. It would need a real control group. But as you also mentioned, it's very difficult to have funding for this type of research. And it's also very difficult that a hospital would allow you to do this type of research. Yeah, we need more studies. It's interesting that here in the States, if you look at the medical literature, you find a lot more studies that have been done with Reiki, for example, because people know Reiki better and because Reiki has been used in hospitals already. So it's a little easier to do that. So we are still trying to bring more awareness about spiritism and spiritist passes to say, okay, here's the analogy and it's similar. So why we cannot do more studies with passes?
Mm-hmm. So Sonia, I wanted to maybe if I'm seeing this for the first time, right? Back to research. What is so special about spiritist passes? Because if the other group was also showing or their best efforts, their best intentions, but the group that had spiritist training had better results. What makes what's the difference in your conception?
I cannot actually answer that with certainty. I can only make assumptions here. And one assumption, because of course, to answer that, we should do some kind of measurable research to answer that. But my thoughts are, I have two thoughts about it. One is that people who are trained as spiritists, they are used to do this. They are focused. They pray and they prepare themselves before. They have a good connection with the spirit world. And maybe that has helped in the result, in the final result. The other thing is that maybe the group that were only working with intention was not so focused. You know, I have intention, but yeah, they were thinking about something else. And we know that in Spiritism, when we do that, we are really focused on what we are doing. We are connected, we are praying, and so forth, so on. Another thing that I have to say about that is that they used 10 minutes for the practice. In the Spiritist centers, we don't do 10 minutes. We usually, yeah, you know, it's 1 to 2 minutes. So 10 minutes is a lot longer. So I wonder if the person who were not Spiritist practitioners, they, you know, kind of their thoughts wandered about on other things during,
or even if they were, even if there were Spiritist practitioners.
I was going to say
hold,
that.
Yeah, right? To is hold there? That intention for yeah. 10 minutes, like a pure intention, on, it's really, yeah. really, really hard.
Yeah, yeah. I have a joke sometimes at the center. Say, people, don't make these long prayers because you're going to lose half of the audience in the middle yeah. of yeah. the way, because we have a yeah. difficult time staying, you know, put with our thoughts for a minute.
Can we do 240 characters? Can we do 240 yeah. characters here?
Right? I love it.
What are the special requirements for that person to become, or whoever wants to become, a past giver? So if I enter a spiritual center, hey, what are the credentials of that individual that's giving me passes?
Oh, I love that, Flavio. That's a great point. Yeah. So what's the credential, right? Do you have to go to credentialing schools and get to be a credential pass giver? No, I think that not in our practice. Everybody can yeah. do it. That's the beautiful thing too. Like, and we sort of seen this also with mothers, for instance, right? Where their kids get hurt. Sometimes they just kiss their kid. They put their hand, they even just blow over their boo-boos, right? And yeah. There's just different ways or different modalities of doing that intentional transfusion of energy that Sonia talked about. But in the Spiritist groups, some groups will have a sort of preparation approach. And I think I see Susanna sort of agreeing with me there. Right, Sue?
Yeah, I was agreeing with your previous thought as well, which I was going to say, what you're talking about with the mothers takes us to a different angle, which is passes outside of the spiritual center, which I think here we seek to talk about spiritual things, but always bring to what does that mean on a day-to-day. Maybe not everybody can make to the spiritual center, right? So that means I cannot receive it. So that's where my mind went. Yeah, with a mother, with a hug, with a friend, any intentional transfusion of energy. The difference is that when you are at the spiritual center, right? So we have the environment, which is an environment of prayer, of people enter, and usually they're invited to elevate their vibratory frequency by listening to uplifting talk, invited to do their prayers, to connect with the higher source. So it really creates a vibratory environment that is very beneficial in itself. And when the person is in that environment and open himself with trust, with surrender, the person also creates optimal circumstances to receive. So that is another aspect. There is the aspect of the past giver.
Preparation to receive. Yeah.
Right. That needs to, you know, it's helpful if you have an understanding. I mean, Sonia early on was talking about perispirit, for example, which is the spiritual body, the energetic body. So if you have a minimal understanding about it, it's helpful if you have an understanding that we can, like we have mentioned here, manipulate the fluids or the energy with the power of our thoughts, that's also helpful. So there are some basic concepts that once we know them, we can become more effective practitioners, just like anything else, mm-hmm. right? And same thing for the person who is receiving. If you want the sun to enter your house, you have to open the windows, the curtains. So that's an analogy that I like to always use. If you sit there, but your mind is caught up in distrust, suspicion, or whatever that might be, or elsewhere, nowhere to be found, your body's there, but your mind isn't, then similarly, you are not really putting yourself in that ideal position to receive.
Yeah. And that's a great point too, Sue, because at the Spiritist group, to go back to that piece of like, can anyone just walk in and do it? Generally, what Spiritist groups will have, they will have their own training program right. where they will help people prepare to do their best in obviously giving of themselves in those moments, and will ask for people to make a commitment that in that day, in that moment, those what sometimes called passists or pass givers are going to commit to make sure that they have done a good job of concentrating, of having a great day, so that they don't go in there with all their worries and not being able to be the good channel from those energies from above, right? So absolutely free too. I think we should mention this too, right? Yeah. All of these practices always important. Free at Spiritist groups too. If you are looking to receive passes or think that they could help you reestablish yourself a little bit in general, it's always a good idea to go to a Spiritist group. And generally the passes are done after a talk or an inspiring moment, because it helps you concentrate and get into the vibratory range that Susanna was talking about. So that's why passes are generally done at the end of activities, because by then the pass receiver has already began to open him or herself to those good messages, those influences, which means that it's more likely that the effect of the passes are going to take hold. Right? So, fantastic. So Sonia, are there other pieces of research or efforts out there that
I was curious about that. I love hearing about the first one. So I was like, is there another one?
Yeah, there's actually this group that did the work with babies. Did several, I think they published another 2-3 papers, but I only brought one more from them and then another one that is interesting too. So the next one is they looked at people who were hospitalized in a cardiovascular ward, and they actually selected patients that had depression, anxiety. And they did, there were 41 patients. They divided in 3 groups. Now they have one group, which is a control, didn't receive any therapy at all. One group that were assisted by Spiritist passive trainees and trained people, and the other one with just intention. Again, here there was a group that were not trained in Spiritist passes, but they were there with their hands on for 10 minutes, 3 days, and with intention, healing intention. So in this group, they also measure several things. They measure depression, muscle tension, well-being, and like heart rate, pain, intensity, and so forth, so on. And again, there was some differences in both groups. Both groups had improvements, both meaning the Spiritist passes and the other that were not Spiritist but received some healing intention. Both groups had improvement in all the things that were measured against the group that didn't receive anything, that the real control group. However, the most striking difference, the most significant difference, was in anxiety and depression. This is measured by some kind of scoring system. So there is a systematic scoring system that is acceptable for publications and studies. So they used a specific scoring system to measure anxiety and to measure depression prior to and after 3 days of treatment. And the control group, when they measure anxiety, when they measure depression, the scores were basically the same before and after the procedure, after the 3 days of treatment. There was no difference whatsoever. In the group that received the Spiritus passes, which in this slide has a red mark box around,
yeah,
we see a marked difference. So, for example, the score was 9.6 prior to the passes, and after 3 days of passes, it dropped to 3.7. So it was a big drop in the score of anxiety. The group that received only the treatment with intention but was not Spiritus passes also didn't have any change. It was like the control group. It started with 7.9 and ended after 3 days, the score was still 7.9. In the measurement of depression, the control group without treatment didn't have any change comparing previous treatment and after 3 days of treatment. It was 7.8, 7.9. The group that received only intentional treatment, no Spiritus passes, also didn't have change after 3 days of treatment. It started with 6.8 and went to 6.3. Mm-hmm. However, the group that received Spiritus passes started with a score of 6 on depression rate and dropped to 4.2. So the highest drop, the highest effect was an anxiety, which dropped from 9 to 3.7. But both anxiety and depression was improved significantly. So this is also another, you know, beautiful work on how how we can see the effect of the Spiritus passes. And although there was intention in the other group, for some reason here, we didn't see any changes.
Yeah. Now let me ask a curveball question. We're in this world that everything is hybrid. We're gathering here through technology. Can I do passes via Zoom or via virtual meeting? Is it even possible to have passes remote? What do you guys think?
It's a great question, Flavio. Great question. You know why? Because we know that we can do distant healing. We can do that. We can pray for someone that's far from here. And at some point, this was only done empirically and people saying, yeah, you know, I got better or something. But there's a group in Portugal. Actually, they were not even in medical sciences. They are in engineering school. And they designed a work. And I don't have much time to talk about that today, but it's a great, interesting work. They had people who are trained in Reiki and people who are trained in therapeutic touch in different parts of the world, in Portugal, in Switzerland, in, I forgot, different countries. So what they do, they put water, about 2 bottles of water, in their laboratory in Portugal, in the School of Engineering. They took a picture of that. I'm summarizing that. It's a little more complex. But they took a picture of that, sent through email to all these practitioners, and asked, in this day and this day, you're going to be doing a healing intention. You're going to be praying, sending healing thoughts to this bottle of water. labeled A, for example, not to the bottle labeled B, just to the bottle labeled A. And you do this for 10 minutes or so. So they had people all over the world, right, doing this. Nobody was local. Then the water was tested for several things, for chemical properties, for the physical properties. And they also had an instrument that I don't recall now the name, but they had an instrument at that place in the room to measure energy.
Okay.
So it was incredible. I can send you then the link to this mm-hmm. this work. But
sure. Afterwards.
It was very interesting because they showed that not only there were improvement on or changes in the physical chemistry of the molecules of water in the bottle that people were direct to send their thoughts to. The other bottle was close to it, but was not the one that people should direct their thoughts to. There were some changes there because it was close to it, but not as much as on the bottle that they were asked to pray for. The other interesting thing is that the level of energy increased dramatically from the first day when they started praying for up to the third day and persisted for 15 days. It was dropping gradually, but the level of energy, that residual energy, was there for about 15 days, which for me was amazing. And I'm thinking, yes. Imagine our spiritist centers where we are praying every so often. How yeah. much energy is accumulating there and is maintained and remains there? So this work not only shows the effect at distance, but also the level of energy that persists after a while.
And that's easy to relate to from a popular perspective because it's about the atmosphere, or shall we say the vibe, right? So we're talking about good vibes here, right? So when you go into an environment that has that healthy mental attitude, in this case, spiritual attitude, sometimes people can feel the vibe, right? You can feel that it's a different environment, that it feels good, it feels relaxing. And it's lovely to see the validation to that coming through science and making us understand that. So it's lovely to see that these energies can travel far distances because they are so subtle, right?
Absolutely.
And it's fascinating, fascinating.
If you're interested enough, there is one more work, scientific work, now with bacteria. You know, we're talking about the effects on people, but look at this. This is bacteria.
Bacteria are future people too, people.
Right. You can talk to bacteria now.
That's funny.
They don't have a brain. But anyways, this was an incredible work of Dr. Giancarlo Lucchetti in Brazil. He's one of the most spiritist scientists that publishes in the world. And this is very interesting. But I'm going to just summarize. So what he did bacteria culture. And he divided it in actually several groups. But let's talk about three main groups. One with people who were trained in passes, spiritist passes. One that only had intention but of healing but were not spiritist pass trained. And the other with no intention whatsoever. So he had that. And also, he then divided these groups into different levels of intention, completely each one of these groups, unintentional, intentional, inhibiting bacterial growth, promoting bacterial growth, and negative effect. For there were people in the laboratory with these cultures of bacteria. The ones that were not to have any intention, they were with a headphone and a video in front of them. So the bacteria is here, but they were supposed to be watching the video. So by watching a video, they were not kind of thinking about the bacteria. They had their hands there, but they were watching a video. The other one with negative effect, they were watching a very violent type of video. So to kind of bring a negative energy over the bacteria. And anyway, so with all of these different groups, the most significant effect was the effect of spiritus passes on the bacteria culture that had the intention to inhibit bacteria growth. So those were the ones that were most affected. When he asked all these three groups, the with passes, with intention, non-intention, to inhibit bacteria growth, the group that had most effect on inhibiting bacteria growth was the groups of people who practice spiritus passes. In this graph, in the red rectangle, you see the dark bars, and this was in 2 days, and I don't remember, some hours and then 2 weeks of treatment. But anyways, the question is, they were not able to increase bacteria growth. And why is this? In the paper, there is a discussion about it. The authors already talked about it. And they said it's very difficult for, if you consciously think about bacteria, you think about bacteria being something damaging, and you don't want it to grow. So how could you have a good intention to and kind of vibrate for the increase of bacteria growth? Usually, because we see bacteria as a damaging effect, we want bacteria to not to grow. We want to inhibit bacteria growth. We want to combat the bacteria and not to increase growth. So I think that's what was that's why the effect was better seen, better noted, and more significant in decreasing the bacteria growth. But this was interesting because it was bacteria, not people. Yeah. And we see the effect.
Fascinating. So I love that there is a breadth of different things coming. So there have been studies with babies, with bacteria, with people, and I think that they're beginning to point to something that we intuitively and maybe religiously or spiritually have believed in, that our thoughts have power and that it can be even augmented when we're connected to the divine, right? So it's reassuring to see that we're finding our way there. And for us spiritists, that's really important because we have always put extra effort in trying to understand the physical world around us and how it relates to the spiritual, right? It's sort of like in the definition of spiritism in a way that Kardec gave us. And so to see that our spiritual selves, the intelligence principle that we are, can affect change via our thoughts into our physical world, even though the energies are still very different, is reassuring in many different ways. It's also a little bit of a tale of two perspectives, right? Because it also begs the question, wow, if our intention can bring about positive impact, what kind of intention and focus are we having during our day-to-day lives? And what kind of interactions are we having with people around us? Of course, this also has the augmentation of spirituality, right? So passes, it's not just our energy, as it was said, it's also our request from spiritual helpers to kind of augment that which we have. But it does beg the question, doesn't it? What are we doing to make sure that we're good practitioners of transmitting good energies to people?
It just left in my mouth a taste for, like, I want some more, you know?
Yes. Like,
that craving. This is amazing, amazing work. Thank you for sharing with us. It was very enlightening. I have a number of people in my mind that I want to send directly the link and say, hey, look at this. It's very exciting news. And again, I just can't wait to see what else is coming.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And while we do that, let's do our wrap-up as our time begins to run away from us. Flavio, what's your biggest takeaway from today?
My biggest takeaway is that there's a lot of benefits from receiving passes. If you're looking for that, go to your nearest Spiritist center and look for it. There's definitely a lot of benefits from receiving passes. I also took away that there's some prerequisites for that person to become, or for somebody to become a pass giver. As we talked about, every center will be different, but there are some prerequisites for the person to do that. And what I loved is seeing Sonia's breadth of expertise and academic know-how show us that science is catching on with what we as spiritists have learned for many, many years. So that's fantastic, right? Those two worlds colliding, so to speak. Love it.
And Sue, what would you say stuck with you the most during this episode?
Well, I kind of already said, I love research. So I needed more time. I want to go back. I want to look at it. I want to understand it better. So I'm left with some excitement, but also it's something that, for people to consider, a lot of times people wondering, what can I do? How can I help? And this is a way of helping others that actually not only helping others by sharing a little bit of something that we all have, which is energy, but it also is an exercise of faith. And at the very end, we didn't have a chance to talk about it, but I did see a question about it. Is also as you give, you receive, because mm-hmm. you're never alone. So you are being also a channel of some spiritual energy that's coming through you. So it's a double win. You win because you are helping someone else. You win because you are helping yourself. And at the very end, it's a just wonderful practice that is available to everyone.
And before we give Sonia final words, I'm going to jump in and say 100% to what you guys, smart people, just said. And I think what's really cool, too, is that we haven't explicitly called this one out, but to talk about passes is to talk about prayer. And so there is little distinction in a way, right? Because everything that we were thinking about and talking about here today also applies to prayer. And in a way, you can almost say that passes are an intentionally directed type of prayer. So it's also reassuring for us, I think, to know that our prayers, our effort to ask and act on behalf of others spiritually can also be registered intentionally and scientifically and physically. And I'm really thrilled too, like Susanna was saying, that we are beginning to, from a physical perspective, from a material perspective, really pay attention to this and try to understand what are those changes, because this is not an alternative to traditional treatment, but it could be a complement to it. Right? Mm-hmm. I think that's something that we didn't really talk much about. This we're all up for medical treatment. Yes to all that, because medicine also comes from God, people. Right? We've got like evolution of knowledge, right, including medicine, and we need to respect and honor that. But these are other practices that we can augment, that we can layer upon all the other things that we are doing. And especially in this world of challenges right now with mental health and a lot of depression, this could be interesting things. So I'm really grateful that we have this experience. And so maybe it's a good time to turn to Sonia. Sonia, what is the most interesting piece about all these studies and things that you see and you learn about and you talk to people about?
First of all, I love all your comments, and I want to thank you for letting me participate in this talk. But I have seen a lot of research coming more recently, not only about passes, but about the how we can benefit others with our thoughts, our intentions, and we want to, in the, as I represent the Spiritist Medical Association, we support research, and we want to see more research in this field, because of course, you know, faith is important, faith is the base of it, but when it's like Spiritism, when we have the explanation, we can understand the facts behind it, that makes our faith a lot stronger, and it can make it more effective. So I think that we are, as the Spiritist Medical Association, our mission is to educate the healthcare professionals and to support research on the impact of the spirit or soul in physical and mental health. I have seen more and more, I'm very enthusiastic about the research that is coming out, but we are really trying to stimulate people to do more research.
So Sonia, I can read some people's minds right now. They might be listening to us later or watching us this through our YouTube channel. If they have questions, if they want to connect with you or the medical association, where do they go?
The best is to go to our website, www.sma-us.org. That's it. And you can send, there's a contact us button, so you can send us questions. We are having several events now. Every month we have something online, and we have added discussion on scientific papers. So every other month we have a scientific discussion with a panel. So you are invited, and we are doing some changes in our website that may not be there yet, but will soon be, the whole schedule will be in the website and everyone can join in.
Fantastic.
And it's always
wonderful.
Always a good, yeah, go ahead, Susanna, sorry.
No, I just said wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say that I love that the U.S. Spiritist Medical Association is also providing opportunities for those of us who are not medical doctors to be engaged as well. So if you feel like you want to know more, go over there, subscribe, check out their events. I am a member as well, and I'm not a medical doctor, but I love hearing about the stuff, and I'm really excited about all the work. So thank you, Sonia. Thank you for all that you guys are doing over there. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, to talk a little bit, to learn with all of you. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're coming to the end, friends. And if you would like to know more about Spiritist Conversations, we suggest that you visit our website, spiritistconversations.org. We want to remind you as well that you can find past episodes on YouTube or Facebook if you would like to watch it. If you prefer to hear it like I do, you can head over to your favorite podcast platform and download our episodes. We'll be sure to include some links to the research that Dr. Sonia Doy shared with us today in our show notes as well, so that you can find it for yourself. But thank you very much. Thank you for watching and for listening to Spiritist Conversation, a production of the Spiritist Institute. We hope that you have enjoyed it. And if you did, please share. Tell somebody about it. It helps us get the word out. We hope to see you next time. Thanks for being with us.